Hello, and welcome to the Delta Quadrant, a Star Trek Voyager podcast. My name is Josh, and with me on the other side of the country is Benji. Why don't you say hello?
Hi.
This is a little introduction or mission overview before our official podcast actually begins. We thought it would be good to introduce ourselves and let you know what our podcast is going to be. We're going to kind of play it fast and loose or by ear and kind of develop it as it goes. But this is a podcast that's going to be devoted to Star Trek Voyager. We're going to be reviewing the episodes in order. So our first episode will be Caretaker. And we thought we'd just maybe tell you a little bit about ourselves right up front. Like I said, my name is Josh, and I live in California, and Benji lives in Alabama. And actually, we had not spoken until yesterday. So God bless modern technology. Yes. So,
yeah, gotta love it.
So how I feel about Star Trek in general? Well, I love it. It's been with me all my life. It was my first love, and probably I was more attached to TNG at first, but as the series have come and gone over the years, I've watched them all and loved them all. I have a default setting when it comes to Star Trek. I love it, no matter what it is. Even Star Trek V, which people say is the worst Star Trek movie ever, which, whatever. It's Star Trek, so I love it. And it's the Shatner, so. There's plenty of podcasts out there, enough to shake a stick at, so I don't know if ours is going to stand out. And there's also, plenty of Star Trek podcasts, but none that I really found were dedicated solely to Voyager, so I thought it'd be fun if we had a little niche where we just had a look at Voyager. Voyager isn't regarded incredibly well critically, as I found. I like it. Like I said, I have a default setting. So as Voyager doesn't really have a dedicated podcast, I thought, why not? We both enjoy it. We both own it on DVD. And as of this date, all of the Star Trek series are being streamed on Netflix streaming, so you can watch along with us as we review it if you'd like. But that's me in a nutshell, and that's kind of how I feel about Trek. So why don't you give me your thoughts, Benji?
Well, my thoughts are pretty similar to yours. It's Star Trek has been with me since I was a kid. My dad got me into it with him when I was growing up, and I started watching The Next Generation on DVD, and that's really what kicked it off for me. And just over the years, I started getting into more of the series and just into this vast universe. And it's been a lot of fun, and it's just something that I love and will most likely always love. Like you, I was pretty attached to The Next Generation at first, and I think that's a good place for people to start. I think it's where a lot of people usually end up starting, and my love has gone more of the recent series than just simply Next Generation. But as with you, I do love all the series, and I also love that you happen to mention Star Trek V, because that's actually one of my favorite Star Trek films, because I think it's hilarious. I really enjoy that film immensely.
It does have its funny moments.
It really is funny. It was a good film. I really enjoyed it. To be completely honest, I actually enjoy the fifth film more than Wrath of Khan. Honestly, Wrath of Khan never did much for me. I never got the hype it got.
Ooh, some people might disagree with you on that one, Benji.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I no doubt that people will disagree, but that's why we're here, to give different views and different ideas. So that's where I stand with it. I mean, I love Voyager. Like you said, it's not regarded very high. In fact, most people consider it to be the weakest of all of the Trek series, and I disagree with that, because there's a lot of really good things about it. I think that it may have had a little bit of potential that maybe missed the mark sometimes, but overall it was still a really good series, and I think it's a lot stronger than what is generally given to it.
Right,
that's
on.
Pretty much my thoughts on it.
Right on. All right. Well, just a few other things before we wrap up this mission overview. We're going to kind of play around with our technical details, our sound quality. Get some a different microphone for Benji. Benji's using kind of a built-in microphone, so our audio quality might be a bit so-so at first, but we're hoping that will improve. And also, Oh, I just went blank. Oh, yes. I'm probably going to set up a community forum for our site, for our podcast, excuse me. Hopefully, any listeners, you know, you'll be able to go and sign up, and you'll be able to interact with us, talk about our reviews or anything Star Trek related. Star Trek fans love to interact, so I'll probably set that up, and I'll leave the link to that in the show notes. I haven't created it yet, but by the time anybody's listening to this, it'll probably be up and up and going. So please go to it, you know, register, and talk with us. Let us know what you think about Voyager or our reviews or whatever's on your mind. And also, if you like the show, please rate us on iTunes and leave us a review, because that really helps out our show get the word out. Also, you can like us on Facebook. That also gets the word out. Also, you could tweet about us, whichever. Just spread the love. Spread the love. Because we're just starting out, so we could definitely use the help.
And I would also like to add one thing, that if anyone who happens to be listening to us, if you happen to be someone that regularly visits StarTrek.com, please make a post about us on the forum there. There's a lot of people that go there. If you want to spread the word about us that way, I've done that myself for other Star Trek podcasts. It's just something else that helps get the word out and bring some listeners in. So if you'd like to do that for us, that would be greatly appreciated as well.
All right. Well, I look forward to starting our first review, but I'd say the hailing frequencies are closed for now. So this is Josh signing off.
All right. Bye-bye.